So, we've been left waiting for a while, and it seems we finally have an answer. Spider-Man will remain in the MCU. I, for one, am very, very happy about this. I had to contain my excitement all the way home before I could record this. If I sound quite monotone, that is because I've had a very long week. But anyway, yeah. Tom Holland's Spider-Man will remain in the MCU for at least one more solo film, and he will appear in one other Marvel project, whether that's another solo film or a team-up movie. As far as I knew, he was under contract for two more films either way, whether it was with Marvel or with Sony, but this is fantastic. I think everyone is collectively happy. I believe Tom Holland himself put up a video on Instagram of Leonardo DiCaprio in The Wolf of Wall Street, and it's him letting us know that he's not leaving. And everyone is collectively happy, it seems. But I'd like to get your guys' opinion. Are you happy that Tom Holland's Spider-Man is remaining in the MCU? Would you have rather seen the rights to Spider-Man revert back to Sony permanently? So if you have any opinions you'd like to share, feel free to get in touch with the podcast through the Instagram page. I am very happy. Excitement abound. The release date is going to be July 16th, 2021. That sounds like it's far away, but at the end of the day, at least it's an answer. I mean, only in the previous episode, full episode of this podcast, did I say that we were told that for now the door is closed, but it's a better result than we were seemingly going to get. But yeah, this. I heard some pretty interesting rumors recently that I don't know, I haven't heard anything to back this up, but that Marvel and Kevin Feige and they had lost faith in Brie Larson and the Captain Marvel character, and that she was quote well, she was a bit too bland, I guess. I can't remember the exact quote, but that she was a bit boring or something like that. And they were gonna pair her up with Spider-Man, and not like to it was to humanize the character. But from what I heard, if it's true, it wouldn't have humanized her. It'd have made her into like a bully. Apparently, she would have belittled Spider-Man and made him like the butt of all the jokes to kind of prop herself up. I mean, that's what all heroes do, obviously, but yeah, the his role in the larger MCU is obviously yet to be kind of explained, but I'm really glad we're getting a third movie, especially after the way Far From Home finished. And hopefully they can do what they planned and introduce Kraven the Hunter as the villain for the third movie. That would be awesome. If you guys have any ideas of who could play Kraven, that'd be pretty interesting to hear. Everyone keeps saying Jason Momoa. I mean, yeah, he could do a good job. I think there's a few other actors that could probably do a better one though. I love Jason Momoa. I love him as Aquaman, but realistically, I don't think he's the best actor. I think he has that type of role that he can play, or similar ones, and he kind of stays in that. But I heard some people say Gerard Butler. I mean, I think that could be interesting, but maybe he's a little bit too old for that now. Not saying that he's, ancient or anything like that, but he's not kind of in the age bracket, or maybe he is, I don't know. But yeah, it's really exciting. The other Sony Spider-Man projects that were in development, I'm not sure whether that has been affected or not, but I doubt it because they're gonna do what they can with what they have. the internet and the fan base are definitely having a good day with this one. And yeah, the future seems pretty bright at the moment, Spider-Man wise. I've only done one of these kind of news report type episodes so far, and I called it Breaking News, but I've had a few people recommend stuff like This Just In or News Flash. Maybe I'll put up a poll on the Instagram page, and you guys can kind of help me decide which one to go for, because I think it would be good to have a name for these type of things, because they're not full episodes. But yeah, so it could be, This Just In or News Flash or Stay With Breaking News. We shall have to see what people think. But yeah, Spider-Man is going to continue to be in the MCU for at least two more films. One is a solo, one has not been announced. But yeah, I'm really happy. Hope you guys are too. Hope whatever you're doing, you're having a great time and having a great day. And if you can't tell, this has put me in a very good mood. I mean, I had a pretty good day too, but it's definitely improved it. Everyone have a good night.